This is Alaskan Natives and Science. I'm Steve Will. Although the commercial herring fishery in Sitka, Alaska occurs in just a few hours each spring, the controversy it generates may last indefinitely. In 1997, for example, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska asked the Alaska Board of Fisheries to cancel the commercial fishery in order to protect the traditional subsistence harvest of herring. The request touched off a debate that is far from being settled in Sitka and elsewhere throughout Alaska. How do subsistence interests fit into commercial natural resource management? To find the answer to this question, Alaskan Natives and Science reporter Lisa Bush followed the spring herring harvest in Sitka.
I'm 40 years old. As long as I can remember, I've been on a boat. Springtime. Basically, everything happens after day, you know, after this season, then you go on to picking seaweed, and your whole season begins of subsistence, anyways.
Clinkett Phil Nelson is part of a local organization that collects herring eggs for a native food bank in Sitka. Each year, Nelson goes out in an open skiff, sets hemlock boughs in the water, and waits for the herring to lay their eggs. Gathering food this way, eggs on branches, is as old as Clinkett's
church. Five, four, three,
but the natives of this area are not the only ones interested in herring. There is also a large fleet of commercial fishermen who target the herring of Sitka Sound. The eggs, or roe, of the herring are extremely valuable and command a high price in Asian markets, where the egg sacs are eaten as part of the Japanese New Year celebration. 51 fishermen, holding permits worth between $300,000 and $400,000 apiece, fish the herring with enormous nets known as purse seines. Because they are able to corral so many fish at one time, fishermen reach their harvest quota often in a matter of hours, sometimes minutes.
Oh, the adrenaline rush is just incredible. These guys are so wound up. They've been waiting months to do this, you know?
James Swift has been involved in the fishery since 1978. He owns a tender and works for some of the fishermen. After the fish are rounded up in the large seine nets, they're sucked up by a giant hose onto fish tenders like the one Swift owns.
You gotta kind of get used to being in pretty shallow water and a lot of boats. I remember one opening I was rammed by or ran into five boats in the space of a few hours. So it's really crazy out there.
This year, the Clinkett community, represented by their tribal government, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, the Alaska Board of Fisheries, and asked that the commercial herring fishery be halted. Tribal members say they see fewer and fewer fish coming back to the area, and they fear the commercial fishery is taking too much herring and jeopardizing their subsistence tradition. Phil Nelson.
They may got enough to justify that the herring will always be coming back every year after year, but to what extent? When I was a kid, the extent with the whole Sitka Sound. Now it's just spots here and there. If they want to have an argument about their biomass, we go on the history mass, what used to be here, you know. When I was a child, they didn't have the fisheries.
Not all natives agree with Nelson. Some natives who hold commercial herring harvest permits take the side of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Bill Davidson, the area biologist for commercial fisheries in Sitka, believes the herring stocks are healthy. From his research and the department's historical data, Davidson is confident that the fishery is managed conservatively.
There's a lot of science involved. It's an objective outlook of what's going on. We're talking of trillions of eggs on the beach, and we're to come up with what those trillions of eggs mean in terms of how many herring are out there.
The Alaska Board of Fisheries, the regulatory board that sets the herring quota for the commercial fisheries, generally makes decisions based on Fish and Game's scientific recommendations. Few involved in the fishery expected the Sitka tribe to get such a sympathetic hearing before the board.
Anybody that's got a history paying attention to the resource certainly has valuable input.
Grant Miller is a commercial fisherman and a Board of Fisheries commissioner. Miller says policymakers like himself are confronted with this kind of juxtaposition more and more often.
There's a lot of things the department does with the science that make a lot of sense and have worked well in a lot of cases for a long time. But also we've seen that break down and fail. And so you have to give it your best shot. And there's no specific thing or formula that I use. It's just, you know, what makes sense. It's a combination of ecology and politics.
At their 1997 meeting, the Board of Fisheries heard hours of oral testimony from tribal citizens who described Sitka as the center of a major herring spawn that occurred all along the southeastern coastline.
The traditional food that we have lived by it for years and years, even into our grandfather's era.
We're not in a position of trying to refute what the natives are saying. What we have is objective scientific information that's been carefully compiled and collected, and then we have an oral history that's not objective but may be true.
The Board of Fisheries did not cancel the commercial herring fishery, but it did instruct Bill Davidson and the Department of Fish and Game to double its biomass level before allowing commercial fishing. The herring population now has to be twice as large as it was before an opening can occur. Additionally, the board set up a task force on Sitka herring. The group, made up of representatives from the tribe and the fishing fleet, will investigate if it's possible for an ancient subsistence tradition and one of the North Pacific's most lucrative fisheries to coexist. In Sitka, this is Lisa Bush.
Funding for the series was provided by the National Science Foundation, the Alaska Federation of Natives, and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Curriculum support was provided by the Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.